WRCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aerospace giant Boeing to accept a plea deal over two deadly crashes of MAX series 737 jetliners.
The Justice Department says the government determined that Boeing violated an agreement that had protected it from prosecution for more than 3 years, deceiving regulators. Federal prosecutors gave Boeing the choice last week of entering a guilty plea and conditions including a more than $240 million fine or face a trial. In a separate court filing, attorneys for families of crash victims are opposing the plea deal.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Category 1 Hurricane Beryl made landfall this morning near Matagorda, Texas. Dangerous storm surge, flash flooding, and strong wind predicted. Damage assessment in Kyiv after a Russian missile barrage on a children's hospital. 3 people elsewhere in the Ukrainian capital killed. In a city in central Ukraine, 10 killed, 31 injured in Russian strikes. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! Beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats 2 big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capra's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devils Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Well, it looks like we've got some sunshine on the way for a Monday. Welcome in, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Hope you enjoyed your 4th of July weekend. I think some folks got luckier than others when it came to the weather. And, of course, sure thinking about communities like Manawa that suffered some tragic losses over the weekend as far as rainfall and their infrastructure. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, who's on the way. If you do have rainfall reports that you want to share with me from the weekend, go ahead. Just give me a scope on the amount of time that you're reporting. Is it all weekend? Is it into the 4th of July and the weekend? Just let me know. Our talk text line is open, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. I'll try to recap some of the incoming information when we visit with Stu. Weather-wise, like I said, everybody's got some partly sunny skies on the way, but we're not out of the threat of moisture again. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms kind of throughout the day and into the night. Daytime highs today expected to be around 80 degrees for pretty much everybody. Sunshine on the way for Tuesday and 80 degrees. And then as we roll later into the week, Wednesday, more showers start to redevelop. Like I said, Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, he's got those weather details on the way. I think we can all agree the 2024 growing season is not going as planned. Helena Agri is there to try to revise plans as the weather changes. Dean Ebert, he is the Helena Agri representative from West Bend.
I guess the attitude that we try to take here is we want to partner with our growers. Each farm is different. Each farm has different expectations. Some of these farms, what we did is we put in some foliar nitrogen on their herbicide pass to help mitigate some stress, and then increased or decreased their second application of nitrogen with urea AMS or 28%. But it's unique farm to farm. Some guys had to turn over some hay ground, which obviously didn't need nitrogen. Some guys had to abandon some wheat acres that got flooded. There's times you just got to scrap the plan and do what's best for the grower. And sometimes it's not an easy decision. We got to partner and find solutions that will work individually for each farm.
Dean Ebert at the West Bend location for Helena Agri. You can find out more locations and products at HelenaAgri.com.
Dairy barns all over Wisconsin are on the alert. Watch out for wild birds because the H5N1 avian influenza bird flu virus is rampant in some parts of the country. Many states close to us, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, dairy herds have been testing positive for the bird flu. Dr. Darlene Conkle is our state veterinarian, and I'm Bob Bosel from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. And Dr. Conkle, I guess the first question we have to ask is, how has Wisconsin, to this point, dodged the bullet of bird flu in our dairy herds?
Well, we don't have any cases in Wisconsin in dairy herds, you're right. Not exactly sure why that is, but in Wisconsin, we don't think we have the same types of cattle movements, especially of lactating dairy cattle moving across state lines into our state. So that may have helped us avoid it up to this point.
As we look at the bird flu situation such as it is, we have strict biosecurity in Wisconsin. We've got biosecurity signs when you come onto these dairy farms. What is the key to keeping it out of Wisconsin dairy herds?
I think biosecurity is one of the big keys to keeping the virus out of Wisconsin dairy herds. We've got lots of information on the DACCAP website, and yeah, that's great to hear that a lot of farms are paying close attention to biosecurity with signage. It can really vary from farm to farm. What works at one place may not work for another. So even simple things like washing hands, having dedicated footwear and clothing to work around cattle, personal protective equipment for the milkers, and isolating any new animals that come into the herd for at least 2 or 3 weeks to keep a close eye on them, quickly identifying any sick animals, and keeping an equipment very clean and sanitized between use are all great things to remember.
What are the symptoms that these animals might have if they are, as you said, sick animals?
The types of clinical signs we're seeing in dairy cattle affected with the H5N1 virus are, and they can vary, but one of the top ones is a drop in milk production, pretty rapid drop in milk production, and the milk can be abnormal in consistency and color. Also, some of these cows have fevers and just in general off feed and not feeling well for a period of days are some of the variety of clinical signs we can see.
Will they recover from that? Do they have to be shipped?
For the most part, we're hearing from herds in other states that these cattle recover over a period of time with supportive care.
We don't have a vaccine yet. What is the status of that from the industry that you've heard?
As far as vaccine, you're correct. There is no vaccine yet for poultry or for cattle for H5N1. USDA scientists are looking into a vaccine, so in the event that the United States would elect to use a vaccine, that they have some of the groundwork laid ahead of time. But at this point, no decision to use a vaccine.
Any timetable?
No, I don't have one on that.
What about the human aspect of this as far as the milk itself? Any concern about drinking milk from cows?
No food safety concerns with drinking milk from cows as long as it's pasteurized. Pasteurization kills the virus. There's been a number of studies so far that have shown that.
Going ahead, we're into fair season now, and we've seen some fairs, and I think the number is increasing all the time, Dr. Conkle, of fairs not allowing lactating dairy cows on the grounds. Is that something you're encouraging fairs to consider seriously from your point of view as a state veterinarian?
Well, it's a fair's individual decision whether or not to allow exhibits of lactating cattle. The regulations that are in place that we announced a couple of weeks ago are that any lactating cattle that are exhibited at fairs or exhibitions would need a negative test 7 days ahead of time. We've been in communication with the fairs, individual fairs, and the fairs association, so we're definitely encouraging good biosecurity and that they keep up to date with any of our regulations and that anybody moving lactating cattle or really any cattle at this time pays close attention to biosecurity and limits those movements if possible.
Some farmers are expressing concern over the testing. What does it mean if we do test positive? Is that going to be quarantine of the cows? Is it going to mean we can't ship that milk? What does testing mean if we test positive?
So in the event of a positive test, we would follow up with the farm of origin. We'd get that report from the network of laboratories that we have across the country, and we have a lab in Wisconsin, the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab here in Madison. So we would get a notification right away because it is a reportable disease in Wisconsin in livestock, and we'd follow up with that herd. Our first objective would be to gather more information and to limit cattle movement at first because we know with this disease and with many, many others, the movement of animals helps spread the disease. So we want to stop that movement at first, at least until we can get a handle on the epidemiology and what's going on. And the milk, from our perspective, if the milk is pasteurized, there wouldn't be any limits on milk movement or milk shipments from that dairy.
As far as the testing, just a simple blood test going to the approved labs like you suggest is the way it goes?
For testing for lactating cattle, the best test is to actually take a sample of the milk. And we have information on that on our website, and so does the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. Basically, a sample from each quarter that's pooled into a tube. This particular virus is attracted to the mammary gland tissue and secreted in high levels in the milk, so that is the best sample to use.
As we go forward now, we talk about lactating dairy cows, but what about as we get into the fair season and we have lactating sheep, we have lactating goats, where people drink that milk as well? Why have sheep and goats lactating those animals not been included or not of concern?
sheep or goats or other classes of lactating animals, we haven't found the virus in those species yet in the lactating animals. There was a detection in goats in Minnesota several weeks ago, very young goats that were housed with sick poultry. But we haven't seen any other detections in other species or other classes of cattle, such as beef cattle, to this point. So we're focusing our efforts mainly on the dairy cattle because that's where we've been seeing it.
Now, here in Wisconsin, of course, farmers don't like regulations, requirements, but how are we breaking it down from your point of view as our state veterinarian, Dr. Conkle, as far as guidelines going forward and requirements going forward for dairy farmers, for fairs, and things like that?
Any requirements going forward, we're just going to watch information from USDA. We're in close contact with our other state counterparts and with veterinarians at USDA. We meet regularly, sometimes multiple times a week, just to go over new information. So at this point, we're not anticipating additional regulations or requirements, but we will be watching the situation closely.
And as you watch the situation closely, I'm sure you're watching it outside the state borders. Any update on movement in any other states? Or we know Colorado and Michigan are some of the states that have had the most diagnosis of H5N1. Any update on that?
Well, we're keeping track of the cases on the USDA website and encourage others to do the same. You can keep up to date with USDA when they report on new confirmed cases. It does seem like Colorado and Idaho are the states with the most recent new cases. Michigan did have a number of cases and not very many new cases in the past 2 weeks or so. That's good news for our neighbor to the east for now.
Are you surprised Wisconsin doesn't have, at this point in time, at least when we're talking, does not have any diagnosed cases?
Well, again, we're encouraging people to, if they see signs that might be compatible with this virus, to let us know, to work with their veterinarian. And we have had some of those calls where we've helped facilitate testing. And so far, those tests have been negative. So we're just continuing to watch closely and encourage people to report anything unusual so that if we do see a case in Wisconsin, we could detect it early.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, state veterinarian in Wisconsin. I'm Bob Bosol.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The mess, huh?
No, and everything started happening. We're hearing word of it. We're heading north up through Black Creek, north of Appleton, heading up towards Cecil, and of course, watched it on Green Bay TV all that afternoon and all that night, the little wolf letting the side of the dam out, and what a mess. And yep. They canceled the rodeo.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about the Manawa Rodeo. Yeah. Well, you can understand with so many visitors in town and not knowing where they should be going, I can appreciate that. So we appreciate them and hope that they're going to get some drier weather this week to hopefully continue the cleanup. What's the prognosis there, Stu?
Well, there's going to be weather. Unfortunately, some rain, and it sounds even worse when I tell you that the remnants of Beryl is going to be heading right up the Mississippi Valley. No, it's not going to be a hurricane pushing this way. They'll call it former tropical cyclone Beryl heading up towards southern Indiana. Could be some heavier rains in Missouri, southern Illinois, maybe southeast Indiana as we head toward midweek. But that system is going to push up out of the south. The cool front tries to push east in Wisconsin today. And we even see a few scattered showers over from just in the Wausau area north up toward Tomahawk. Over in the west, I mean, Mauston having a little rainfall, some sprinkles right now, with development down around eastern parts of Iowa as well. We expect that little front to pass through. And during the day, almost everybody has some chance of a shower, maybe an isolated rumble of thunder, and not a lot of rain is expected, a tenth of an inch or two about it. That chance dries up tonight. We stay a little drier Tuesday. Those temperatures stay very warm. And another small rain chance tries to head in a little later into Wednesday or Wednesday night. Temperatures for the end of the week are different. You know, we stay very warm, almost normal, upper 70s, low 80s here early. Let's talk mid-80s and above as we head toward the weekend. There may be 90s already by Saturday or Sunday. I'll have those forecast details in a moment.
Edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
All righty, Stu, let's try to get folks up to speed on what they can expect this week. Today looks manageable. It's the rest of the week we've got to worry about, huh?
Yeah, especially for temps. That's the one I'm not real fond of. Really going to warm up. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update is for more of a partly sunny sky today. Scattered showers already in western and central Wisconsin this morning may hold off till afternoon. The further east and south you are, partly sunny otherwise, very upper 70s and low 80s. Southwest winds about 5. Still some chance for an evening shower or a storm, mostly cloudy, even a little clearing in the west late tonight, and we fall into the low 60s with the west winds at 5. Partly sunny and a drier Tuesday. Still warm, though, upper 70s, low 80s, northwest winds at 5. Wednesday, Pam, a little scattered shower or storm activity midday or afternoon, partly sunny, upper 70s, almost 80. And then we push those 80s and talk about upper 80s and 90s by the weekend. Going to be really steamy.
Well, we've got county fair season on the way. I guess that goes hand in glove, doesn't it?
It sure does, and we have to deal with it, and it doesn't make the hay dry any either.
No, that's true. All right, Stu, we'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Use our talk text line. Let us know how you're dealing with it. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Find more at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After three chaotic years with a politician-led commission and an anti-voter legislature failing to produce Ohio redistricting maps without gerrymandering, a ballot measure proposing a citizen-led redistricting commission will likely be put to the voters in November. The Citizens Not Politicians campaign hopes to replace a redistricting commission which included the governor and party leadership with an all-citizen independent commission. The current experiment lasted only 6 years, but long enough to further entrench GOP incumbents for a veto-proof majority in the state House and Senate. The GOP holds 10 of 15 congressional seats, garnering only 54% of the vote. When maps were vetoed by the Ohio Supreme Court based on the state constitution's provision that no General Assembly district plan shall be drawn primarily to favor or disfavor a political party, the responsibility for drawing maps ping-ponged between the commission and the state legislature. Citizens Not Politicians proposes a 15-member citizen commission of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, none of whom can be current or former politicians or lobbyists. It forbids redistricting for partisan advantage and requires a fully transparent process. Organizers needed 413,000 voter signatures from 44 counties. They submitted over 731,000 from 57 counties. We've linked to the ballot measure at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aerospace giant Boeing to accept a plea deal over two deadly crashes of MAX series 737 jetliners.
The Justice Department says the government determined that Boeing violated an agreement that had protected it from prosecution for more than 3 years, deceiving regulators. Federal prosecutors gave Boeing the choice last week of entering a guilty plea and conditions including a more than $240 million fine or face a trial. In a separate court filing, attorneys for families of crash victims are opposing the plea deal.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Category 1 Hurricane Beryl made landfall this morning near Matagorda, Texas. Dangerous storm surge, flash flooding, and strong wind predicted. Damage assessment in Kyiv after a Russian missile barrage on a children's hospital. 3 people elsewhere in the Ukrainian capital killed. In a city in central Ukraine, 10 killed, 31 injured in Russian strikes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capra's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
M. Yankee.
Some sunshine on the way for our Monday. Daytime highs expected to be right around 80 degrees. It looks like the weather is going to be beautiful, at least for the front part of this week. Good luck to all the kids that are going to be involved in county fair activity this week. We've got a slug of them, and look for Midwest Farm Report staff at least a few. Sauk County Fair and Baraboo get started today. I'll be with them on Saturday for their annual youth livestock auction. We also have the Lafayette County Fair happening, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Jefferson County Fair in Jefferson, Aubrey Schlimgen working with those folks, and the Lodi Agricultural Fair, as well as Kewaunee County Fair coming up later this week. You can find all the county fair activity around the state at WIFairs.com. WIFairs.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on this, the 8th day of July. Let's see, what can I tell you? On this day, back in 1881, the ice cream sundae was invented. Have you heard this story? It was about a druggist and soda fountain owner, Ed Berners, in Two Rivers. He was asked by a customer to top a dish of ice cream with chocolate sauce. That was an ingredient that had previously only been used in ice cream sodas. It was such a popular tasty treat, it was served on sundaes so everybody could enjoy it. And that's how, supposedly, the ice cream sundae got its start. In Two Rivers, Wisconsin, with a druggist soda fountain owner, Ed Berners. What else happened on this day? Let's see. On this day in 1889, the Wall Street Journal was published for the very first time. Happy birthday to actress Angelica Houston, 73 years young. And now you know, no matter what type of secondary education you're pursuing, it is not inexpensive. Our summer intern, Aubrey Schlimgen, can tell you all about it. She's getting ready to pack her bags and head to Texas to study agriculture and communications. Along the path, she discovered EdVest and explains how it might become a tool for your farm family to make sure the debt going into school is just a little smaller.
Many students take a passion that started in agriculture into their post-secondary education at post-secondary institutions that offer agricultural programs, whether at a university, technical college, or through an apprenticeship program. I'm Aubrey Schlimgen with the Midwest Farm Report, and I talked with Chelsea Wanneke, who is a part of the Wisconsin College Savings Program with EdVest 529, where she talks about the program, and Leslie Rather, whose daughter benefits from this program in her college career.
Kids that maybe are really enjoying the agricultural component of their high school education, whether that's, you know, in the classroom or FFA and 4-H, and they're really finding their passion there, maybe they're looking to translate that into a post-secondary program or a career. And just trying to provide more information about the variety of different programs that might be out there so that students and families can see themselves. They can see the path for, hey, if I really like doing this in high school, there is an opportunity to, you know, up my skills, up my knowledge, and then be into this industry full time so that I have a job that I really enjoy. So I think that, you know, when people think about farming and the agricultural industry, they might be thinking back to, you know, great grandpa's farm, and maybe there wasn't very much post-secondary education that was needed in those situations. But when I was talking to the secondary education leaders and the industry experts, they were saying, we need people with post-secondary degrees and with post-high school skills. We need people with all kinds of skills. We need human resources professionals. We need stainless steel welders. We need truck driving. We need people with animal husbandry credentials. And, you know, the list goes on and on of the many different skills that are needed and the types of credentials and education that are needed. So I think just trying to raise awareness of, you know, the agricultural industry and farming in general has become more technical and more skilled and requires those post-secondary educational opportunities, as well as, you know, hey, if you start planning ahead, you can put some money aside toward that.
She also just brought up yesterday that she wants to study abroad, and so we were looking at the cost for that, and you can use your 529 towards those costs as well, which made her feel better about making those types of choices, which give her amazing experiences.
When it comes to getting started with an EdVest 529 account, Leslie Rather encourages other parents to get started as early as possible, whether that be putting in money from fairs, from your children's show projects, to anything else, to start getting started early and building up that account over time. Chelsea Wanicki also has accounts for her own children, even though she's a part of the program, and sees the benefits firsthand as well. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aubrey Schlumgen.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think we can all agree the 2024 growing season is not going as planned. Helena Agri is there to try to revise plans as the weather changes. Dean Ebert, he is the Helena Agri representative from West Bend.
I guess the attitude that we try to take here is we want to partner with our growers. Each farm is different. Each farm has different expectations. Some of these farms, what we did is we put in some foliar nitrogen on their herbicide pass to help mitigate some stress, and then increased or decreased their second application of nitrogen with urea AMS or 28%. But it's unique farm to farm. Some guys had to turn over some hay ground, which obviously didn't need nitrogen. Some guys had to abandon some wheat acres that got flooded. There's times you just got to scrap the plan and do what's best for the grower. And sometimes it's not an easy decision. We got to partner and find solutions that will work individually for each farm.
Dean Ebert at the West Bend location for Helena Agri. You can find out more locations and products at helenaagri.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Catching up with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in just a minute here. You think about them during June Dairy Month, but I'll tell you, they're busy 12 months out of the year. We're going to talk about the next phase of dairy promotion and why it matters to our dairy farm families out there around the state. Stick around. You know, over the 4th of July weekend, you might have done a little traveling yourself, and you could have been driving by Century or Sesquicentennial Farms and Homes. They dot the state. We're about a month away from recognizing this year's new inductees into the Century Sesquicentennial Farm Bracket at Wisconsin State Fair Park. One of the farms that we'll be catching up with is the Schley Family Farm, a centennial farm way up in Door County. Patrick Schley says that his great-grandfather got things going when he immigrated to Wisconsin to escape the war and start a new life.
Wolfgang had left his parents in his homeland, and he came to America in 1875. He was 19 years old. He was sent here by his parents because there was the Persian War was going on then, and they didn't want him to fight there. So they put him on a boat to come here. And I guess from the story that Mom had said yesterday, the police were looking for him when he got on the boat, and there was a couple on that boat, and they pulled him toward him. And I think the mother or the woman hugged him up and said, well, this is my son. So the police left him alone, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Pretty cool to hear some of these stories. That's Patrick Schley from the Schley family up in Door County, one of those to be recognized during next month's Century Sesquicentennial Breakfast on the State Fair at Wisconsin State Fair Park. Now, listen, we've got a lot of these stories that you can already listen to on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Just look for the Century Sesquicentennial Farm tab. You'll find it right there. Well, what I'm finding in the marketplace this morning are generally lower prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Remember, although Wisconsin farmers are not happy with their weather situation right now, we are the exception, not the rule. I was talking with some folks in Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana over the weekend, and their crops look fantastic. December corn right now is down $4 in overnight trade, $4.20 a bushel. November soybeans currently 17 cents lower at $11.13. September wheat right now is down $8 at $5.82. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 6 cents stronger on a Monday at $20.19. September closed 21 cents lower at $20.50 a hundredweight. Carrying the Wisconsin dairy message beyond our borders is one of the major goals of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Although our Wisconsin dairy farm families may not see it, their message resonates with consumers. We're going to talk about that next with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin on a Monday.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from, that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Suffice it to say that he is really our bridge to sales of Wisconsin cheese. You know, I'm going to start out at the onset, Tim. One of the biggest questions that dairy farmers still struggle with is, why don't I see things going on in Wisconsin about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin or our Wisconsin dairy products? Really, you focus a lot of your attention, some in Wisconsin, working directly with cheese companies, but a lot of it is about getting our product out of the state of Wisconsin and featured in other areas. Tell them a little bit about the three cornerstones for you.
Right. So 90% of the cheese that's made in Wisconsin goes out of state. So we think it's pretty impactful to kind of focus on those areas and those opportunities. And there's three pathways that we talk about. So through the consumer, right? We want to build awareness with the consumer. So when they see the products out there, they actually get it in their cart. There's some affinity there to drive it home. We also attack it from a distribution standpoint. So we work with retailers and food service operators. We'll actually bring them into Wisconsin where they'll get to visit some farms, some of the cheese companies and dairy producers to get authorizations to actually get the products on shelf. Because the consumer can't buy it unless it's on the shelf. Seems rudimentary, right? I think to date, we've had 500 authorizations within the last 12 months, new authorizations of different cheese products. And we're actually this year on track to do over 50 what we call buyer missions where we bring these people in. Okay, the third way is working with the cheese companies. So we help them optimize their performance when they bring these people in. A lot of them are smaller. They don't have a sales team. So we have some expertise where we can help them build a strategy where they can get their products on shelf. So we kind of try and put those three together on the dairy company communication side.
And one of those, when you said working directly with the cheese companies, it seems so simple, but that Proudly Wisconsin badge is a marketing opportunity for them and for Wisconsin. How has that been going, Tim?
It's been going great. We look at the badge as the connection between all of our marketing efforts and people picking up products. So the awareness of the badge over the last 5 years, 5 or 6 years since we've introduced it, has gone up like 53%. And actually, Wisconsin cheese, specialty cheese products with that badge on it, the last 2 years in a row has grown 18% in cart, hard data. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, 18% in 2022 and an additional 18% 2023. Boy, those are numbers that's hard to dispute. Tim Moulter in studio with us. He is really the face, the voice of Wisconsin's dairy industry when it comes to working with companies and those store shelves. And the other thing that always fascinates me, Tim, we think we know how cheese, for example, moves in Wisconsin, but I had no idea that stores had to get authorization before they can put us even on the shelf.
Yeah, that's the easy lift of my job and when I was working with cheese companies. So the easy part is getting the authorizations with the key decision makers. The harder part is down the road, getting the product on shelf. There's a lot of speed bumps, a lot of landmines along the way just to get it in the store. And our regional marketing manager team works with retailers to help get that through different tactics that we have. And then the next hardest part, again, talking about that three-pronged approach, is getting people's cart by building affinity and awareness with the consumers. So it's a lot of heavy lifting.
We are so very proud of our heritage of dairy here in the state of Wisconsin. And obviously that includes the diversity of our cheesemakers. That must be a little bit like trying to herd cats, though. You've got so many independent cheesemakers of varying sizes, specializing in a lot of unique cheeses. How do you keep a pulse on that, Tim? How do you, you know, keep all those flavors, varieties, and stories forefront with potential buyers and those grocer partners?
Yeah, well, as you know, we make over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese in Wisconsin, so it is like herding cats, right? So we try to work with all levels of cheese manufacturers, whether they've got a complicated sales force, a sophisticated marketing, or the people that are the cheese maker is the salesperson. All right. So they each have their own level of acuity as far as getting products on shelf. So there are different tactics that we work with each one of them, depending on what we can do. Some of the ones that are smaller in scope, where our regional marketing managers can help introduce retailers, bring them opportunities. And if they don't have a sales force, that's a good way to get it on shelf.
I got to ask you, it's not on our sheet, but I've got to ask you, have you had conversations? Have you noticed any direct relationship from Wisconsin being featured in Top Chef and now sudden interest or a new shelf space opportunity for some of our Wisconsin cheeses?
We certainly have. One of our manufacturer partners, Andy Hatch, I think when Top Chef was going on, he was featured as a prominent cheesemaker. His website traffic exponentially increased to the point where he was having a hard time keeping up with demand. Some of the larger cheese companies that measure, they have a lot of distribution, okay? They also noticed that there was on-shelf velocity, so people putting in carts quicker, their IRI data that they have, but they also got a lot of recognition from those category managers that said, hey, we don't have that product on shelf. Now we want to get that product on shelf. The first step in getting in carts is getting on shelf.
Well, before we let you go, I do want you to remind people, it is not just Tim working alone. There is a team approach at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All of you work collaboratively in different strength areas to make these things happen.
You're correct. We have our marketing communications team, which is won more awards than I didn't even know that we're out there. We have our channel marketing team that works with the retailers. I'm part of that as well, where we work with the processors. So we try to tie the strategy back into building affinity for Wisconsin cheese, getting visibility, distribution, trial, and sales. When those things increase, the demand for milk is going to go up.
Honestly, it is envied by dairy producers, dairy processors outside Wisconsin, outside the world. All of the programs that have been in place for decades and are still proving successful with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Thanks, Tim. Tim Malterer, Vice President, Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. Find more at wisconsindairy.org. Appreciate it, Tim. All right, tomorrow morning we're going to catch up with our friend John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and find out what the markets are talking about as we roll into another soggy week around the state of Wisconsin. See you tomorrow, everybody.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
An ethanol exec touts the benefits of biofuels today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Biofuels are the best way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the transport sector. So says Doug Bervin, Corporate Affairs VP for the ethanol producer POET. In a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, Bervin says other countries are boosting biofuels use to reduce both their carbon intensity and their dependence on foreign oil.
If it was just up to the markets in the United States and there were no politics being played, I would guess that ethanol would be somewhere between 20% and 30% of the U.S. fuel market, and we'd also be optimizing engines to run on it. Ethanol is such a superior fuel to gasoline. When you build cars for it, it doesn't have a competition. But ethanol is a very, very efficient, powerful fuel, and we should be using more of it.
Bervin says critics are also wrong in asserting that ethanol diverts corn from feed or food use.
We have disproved that. The bioethanol industry from corn does not deplete the world of nutrition. It enhances the world of nutrition because it creates a market, and we don't consume the corn. We just use the starch, and all that protein, fiber, and oil go back into the markets that corn is grown for in the first place, which means there is more nutrition, not less nutrition.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
here, born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.